He's supporting Newt Gingrich for president. Congressman, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We need some of that Texas warmth up here in Michigan.
Hey, it's 68, beautiful, clear skies. Can't get enough of it.
Why are you supporting Newt Gingrich for president?
You know, I think you saw that last debate. I mean, here is an individual who can hold his own with anyone, including the chosen one, Barack Obama, on the debate stage. And for that reason, I think he is, well, he's the individual with the ideas. He can see around corners. He can see over the horizon. And he's got a track record. When he was Speaker, there were a lot of jobs created. When he was Speaker, the budget was balanced for the first time in who knows how long. These are the types of things that we need in our next leader of this country. And quite frankly, I think the Speaker embodies the total package.
Congressman, what do you tell people when they say Newt Gingrich is mean? He's a rich guy who can't really relate to the middle class person. He was kicked out of the Speaker's office.
Wait. First, those first two assertions, I said, wait, you must be talking about Mitt Romney. On the third, you know, that is so false. And this is one of the really sad things, the reason that good people don't go into public service. Yes, he was hounded by Democrats during his time in the speakership. They pursued a false allegation about a college course that he taught. And the Speaker, to get it behind him for the good of the people that he was leading in the House, he said, look, I'm just going to take this deal and get it away, get it off the front page. But then 3 years later, the IRS said, not so fast. If there was something wrong done here, we want a piece of you too. So they spent 3 years and went through an incredible investigation of the allegations, came up with a report and said, you know what? This course was absolutely correct. The kids got good value for the dollars that were spent. It was not a political stalking horse. And what's more, that story never aired. CNN spent maybe 5 minutes, or I'm sorry, 3 minutes on it. One story, one time in 1999. And people wonder why good folks don't want to go into public service. It's because your name can get trashed and ruined over an absolute lie, and then it's very, very difficult to get your reputation back. A lot of people have seen through this, and it's unfortunate that one of the other campaigns has made a big deal of it, but the Speaker did not resign in disgrace. That's just simply not true.
Congressman, a lot of folks here in Michigan are frustrated with how Congress has been working. There doesn't seem to be enough of a relationship where Congress can work together, and I'm talking about the D's and R's. It's real simple up here. It appears from the listeners that we hear from, we just want Congress to help us get jobs, to keep gas reasonably priced, and to not have so many rules and regulations. Why is that so difficult to get?
Well, right now it's difficult because, of course, Republicans control the House, Democrats control the Senate, and we pass legislation to kind of curtail some of the new regulations that the EPA is churning out and HHS is churning out hand over fist, and they go nowhere in the Senate. But you know what? You've got some good folks from Michigan who are in Congress. Fred Upton, who's the chairman of my committee, is very serious and very engaged in this. John Dingell, who was the former chairman of my committee, Energy and Commerce, likewise recognizes the need for getting some of these things out of the way. So you do have good people on both sides of the dais who are serious about approaching these problems. Unfortunately, the leadership in the Senate right now is just not disposed to take any of those notions on.
What can be done about that?
Well, first thing you could do is ensure that Harry Reid is no longer the majority leader in the Senate, because that position carries with it a great deal of power, and Mr. Reid is using that, with all due respect to the office, he's using that to obstruct, and he's using that to obstruct to protect the president from having to make tough decisions. Keystone Pipeline may be a case in point, because here the president was not protected from making the decision. He made a decision based on a political calculation, and in fact, the people are going to suffer as a consequence of that decision. Now, the Energy and Commerce Committee, and I believe Mr. Dingell and I believe Mr. Upton are united on this front, are trying to correct this, but unfortunately, it's just one of those things that becomes very, very difficult to undo.
All right, Congressman, before we let you go, what's at the top of your agenda in regards to legislation that affects the whole country?
Well, of course, the Affordable Care Act, the president's signature health care law, is the thing that keeps me awake nights. This thing is going to explode the debt like nothing we have ever seen before. And yet, at the same time, it has made the road ahead so rocky that people don't know how to plan. The small businesses, certainly physicians' offices, don't know how to plan. The Supreme Court is going to give us a decision. The election will give us a decision. But I would say Republicans in the House particularly need to be prepared to put things in place that will allow the system to continue to function regardless of what roadblocks are put in our way.
I've got about 30 seconds left. Is there a way to give everybody insurance and make it affordable?
Well, the short answer is yes. I mean, it does. In a free society, it doesn't need to be voluntary. I don't believe in mandates. But health savings accounts are, I think, something that are vastly underutilized in this country and give people a great deal more power and say-so over their medical
but
care.
But it doesn't help the poor if you can't afford that.
If you need, the safety net programs need to be approached with an entirely different strategy, and that is one that I think is doable as well. Give everyone who is a so-called dual eligible in Medicare and Medicaid, give them a doctor. Make that doctor accountable for their care, and then move forward. You will get a much better care for the individual who needs it at a much lower price.
Congressman Michael Burgess is from the great state of Texas. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.